I wear noise-cancelling headphones a lot.
Yeah, so do I. I'm a bit worried about this story.
Are noise-cancelling headphones to blame for young people's hearing problems?
Oh, I suppose I'm
Professor
not young.
James Fallon, Chief Technology Officer at the Bionics Institute in Melbourne. Professor, grateful for your time. Are they dangerous, noise-cancelling headphones?
Like all things, if used inappropriately, anything can be dangerous. But really, it's all in how you use it and being sensible about when and where you use them.
So, but Professor, why would they be dangerous for young people?
I think perhaps the best thing for your audience is an analogy. So if you only ever watched footy on the telly, you get a really good view of the ball, you know exactly what's going on. But the first time you rock up to the MCG at a full stadium, it is overwhelming and you have no idea what's going on and you can't track the ball, you have no idea what's going on. And so if you never experience that, you never learn to kind of understand how to process all that information.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, so Professor, is this story, is it because there are a lot of young people being brought up with what, continuously having noise-cancelling headphones on?
Yeah, so my kids wear their headphones, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day because that's what they're used to doing.
Wow.
And if they suppress all that background activity, they never get to learn how to kind of ignore it usefully. The device does it for them, and so their brain doesn't learn how to do it for them instead.
Blimey.
Okay, that's 9, 10, or 11 hours, I think is what you said. That's a lot. Is there a difference between noise-cancelling headphones and other headphones? Like, all headphones that you see people walking around wearing in the street, are they all noise-cancelling?
By no means are they all noise-cancelling, and not all noise-cancelling headphones are the same either. So the biggest concern around those ones that suppress almost the entire outside environment and just let you listen to just the thing you're interested in, they're the ones that is, drivers and we really hate those pedestrians wearing because they have no idea what's going on. So it's really those ones that suppress everything are the big concern, but the ones that let in some sound are better, and lots of new ones now have a mode where you can actually let some of that ambient sound through. So not only are you more aware of your environment, but it actually helps your brain do that kind of training and processing.
Okay, so that's very interesting. I mean, I wear them, but I would wear them on half an hour into work and then half an hour to get home.
So perfect. That's helping actually probably save your hearing from the noise from the train or the bus or whatever it might be. So in that situation, they're perfect. They're doing exactly what you want. It's just when people wear them almost non-stop that I think we have our concerns.
Got it.
Professor James Fallon, are you known as Jimmy around the office?
I certainly wasn't until some particular late-night TV show host became more popular in the States.
Good on you. Professor James Fallon from the Bionics Institute in Melbourne.